Happiness. Since happiness was not ordained for man, let's make ourselves as easy as we can, possessed with fame or fortune, friend or whore, but think it happiness, we want no more. Hail revelation, sphere enveloped dame, to some divinity, to most a name, reason's dark lantern, superstition's sun, whose cause mysterious and effect are one. From thee, ideal bliss, we only trace, fair as ambition's dream or beauty's face, but in reality, as shadowy found, as seeming truth in twisted mysteries bound. What little rest from over-anxious care the lords of nature are designed to share, to wanton whim and prejudice we owe. Opinion is the only god we know, our furthest wish, the deity we fear, in different subjects differently appear. What's the foundation of religion placed on every individual's fickle taste? The narrow way the priest-rid mortals tread, by superstitious prejudice misled, this passage leads to heaven, yet strange to tell, another's conscience finds it leads to hell. Conscious, the soul chameleon's varying hue, reflects all notions to no notion true. The bloody son of Jesus, when he saw, the mystic priesthood kept the Jews in awe. He made himself an effort to his mind, and sought the Lord and found him kind. In murder, horrid cruelty and lust, the Lord was with him, his actions just. Priestcraft, thou universal bind of all, thou idol whose at whose feet all nations fall, father of misery, origin of sin, whose first experience did with fear begin, still sparring deal thy seeming blessings out, veil thy Elysium with a cloud of doubt, since present blessings in possessions cloy, bid hope in future words, expect the joy, or if thou sons in phantom airy slight, the dawning reason would direct them right. Some glittering trifle to their optics hold, perhaps they'll think the glaring spangle gold, and maddened in search of coins and toys, eager pursue the momentary joys. Macarthur worships Mormon and adores no other deity but gold and whores. Calcott is very fond of talk and fame, his wish a pupitary of name, to wish which his to procure a pewter altar made to bear his name and signify his trade, in pomp burlesqued the rising spire to head, to tell fatuity of pewters dead. To incomparable Colcott still pursue the seeming happiness thou hast in view, unfinished chimneys, gaping spires complete, eternal fame of on oval dishes beat, ride 4-inch bridges, clouded turrets climb, and bravely die to live after time. Horrid idea, if on rolls of fame the 20th century can only find thy name. Unnoticed this, in prose or tagging flower, he left his dinner to ascend the tower. Then, what avails thy anxious spitting pain? Thy laugh-provoking labours are in vain. On matrimonial pewter set thy hand, hammer with every power thou canst command, stamp thy whole self original as 'tis, to propagate thy whimsies, plight and fizz. Then, when the tottering spires or chimneys fall, a Calcott shall remain, admired by all. Udo, who has some trifling couplet wit, Udo, who has some trifling couplets writ, is only happy when he's thought a wit, thinks I've more judgment than the whole reviews, but because I'm always compliment his muse. If any mindly would reprove his faults, their critics envy sickened by his thoughts, to me he flies, his best beloved friend, reads me asleep, then wakes me to commend, say sages. If not sleep charmed by rhyme, is flattery, much love flattery, any crime? Shall dragon satire exercise his sting, and not insinuating flattery sing? Is it more noble to torment than please? How ill that thought of rectitude agrees. Come to my pen, companion of the lay, and speak of worth where merit cannot say. Let lazy Barton undistinguished snore. nor lash his generosity to whore, praise him for his sermons of his curate bought, his easy flow of words, his depth of thought, his active spirit ever in display, his great devotion when he drawls to pray, his sainted soul distinguishably seen with all the virtues of a modern dean. Varro, a genius of peculiar taste, his misery in happiness is placed, when in calm, soft, the waves of fortune rolls, a tempest of reflection storms the soul, but what would make another man distressed, gives him tranquility to thoughtless rest, no disappointment can his peace invade, superior to all troubles not self-made, this character let grey Oxonians scan, and tell me of what species he's a man, albeit by young Yeatman criticised, who damns good English, if not Latinized. In Aristotle's scale, the muse he weighs and damps her little fire with copied lays. Versed in the mystic learnings of the school, He rings Bob Majors by Libitzian's rules. Pulvis, whose knowledge centres in degrees, is never happy but when taking fees, blessed with a bushy wig and solemn grace, Calcott admires him for a fossil face. When first his farce of countenance began, ere the most soft down had marked him almost man, a solemn dullness occupied his eyes and found... And the fond mother thought him wondrous wise, but little had she read in nature's book that fools assume a philosophic look. O education, ever in the wrong, and to thee the curses of mankind belong. Thou first great author of our future state, chief source of our religion, passions, fate, on every atom of the doctor's frame, nature has stamped the pedant with his name, that thou hast made him, ever wast thou blind, a licensed butcher of the human kind. Mouldering in dust that in the fair Lavina lies, death and our doctor closed her sparkling eyes. Oh, all ye powers, the guardians of the world, where is the useless bolt of vengeance hurled? Say, shall this leaden sword of plague prevail, and kill the mighty where the mighty fail? Let the red bolus tremble o'er his head, with his cordial julep strike him dead. But to return, in this wide sea of thought, how shall we steer our notions as we ought? Content is happiness, as sages say, but what is content? The trifle of a day? Then friend, let inclination be thy guide, nor be by superstition led aside. The saint and sinner, fool and wise attain an equal share of easiness and pain.